The text is from the gospel reading. It's John 3:14-18. Jesus says, "Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." Here ends the text. No joy is a military term meaning I have not sighted my target or located what I was looking for. The fourth Sunday in Lent was historically called Rejoicing Sunday, based, like five other Sundays in Lent, on the first word in the Latin introit, rejoice. In 1978, this Sunday changed from using the historic introit and so lost the Latin name. I think, however, no joy is a fitting name for this Sunday. The word believe shows up five times in the gospel. The epistle is a classic statement of salvation through faith. And the Old Testament lesson is a picture of believing on Christ crucified and living. And whenever we're talking about faith or believing, there is no joy for many Christians. There's no joy for those who make faith a cause of their salvation. Now, you can get that impression because we often say, well, we're saved by faith in Jesus. But if you listen carefully to the epistle, you see that's not what Scripture says. Twice the text says, by grace you've been saved. A Lutheran can easily slip into thinking that he is saved by the believing going on in his heart because of sloppy theology. There are others who make faith the cause of their salvation by wrong theology. It starts with the error that Christ didn't save the whole world. Christ wasn't given for the world. In terms of the Old Testament reading, the Lord didn't put the serpent on the pole for everyone who was bitten. A careless reading of the gospel bolsters that claim, the claim that your faith is a cause of salvation. Four out of the five times the words everyone and whoever are used, they are attached to believes. And so people say, see, it says whoever and everyone who believes. Christ isn't hanging on the cross for everyone bitten by the serpent of sin, death, and the devil, but for everyone who believes. All the emphasis, all the certainty, and all your salvation is on the word believes. Back up a minute. Let me show you what you're really saying when you say salvation is by faith and mean because of faith. You're saying that forgiveness, atonement, and justification are mere potentials. Jesus made it possible for you to be forgiven. Your sins may be atoned for. You can be justified. Lay your head on your pillow with that on your mind tonight. I possibly have forgiveness for my sins. My sins may be atoned for. I can be justified if I believe. The certainty of being saved is found in the believing going on in your heart. Believing completes your salvation. It's the last link in the chain that pulls you out of the fiery pit of hell, that pulls you out of a guilty conscience, that pulls you out of the shame for sin. But you know a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. So let's examine the links. First link, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Second link, the Son gave himself up to a lifetime of law-keeping and an eternity of punishment on the cross to pay for your sins. Third link, the Holy Spirit by word and sacrament tells you, promises you, assures you, this salvation is yours. Fourth link, all you have to do is believe it. God the Father gives the Son. God the Son sacrifices himself, and God the Holy Spirit delivers what the Son did, and then there is you. Sinful, fallen you. You are the weakest link. Think that God Almighty leaves what He did to save you in the hands of a frail, sinful, fallen person like yourself. Let's back up again. I said the Holy Spirit delivers what the Son did. If you believe your faith causes you to be saved, then the Holy Spirit can't be delivering completed salvation to you in the waters of baptism, in the words of absolution, or in the wine and bread of Holy Communion. Salvation, forgiveness, life are potentially in these for you, but only if and as much as you believe. Luther scorned such an error in the Large Catechism. The Reformed live in this error because to them there is no body or blood in communion at all, unless their faith brings it there. This error, that faith causes salvation, not only results in no joy, but it profoundly influences how churches worship and what people look for in worship. If your salvation, your joy, depends on you believing, worship is designed to bring forth faith. It will try to convince you to believe. And any joy to be found will be connected to how much you believe. You will hear a lot about faith, because after all, it's a cause of your salvation. So you will know you are to believe. You will know the more you believe, the better off you are. And if you believe, you will know you are to be wild with joy and ecstatic in praise to God. Now, you're trapped in a circle. The degree of proof that you believe is connected to how much joy you feel in your heart. How much proof you have that you are saved is welded to how much joy you have in your heart. And what if, when you look into your heart, your life, your soul, your conscience, you can't help but report back, no joy? That's the pilot flying over the vast expanse of the ocean looking for survivors where wreckage was reported. Over the static of the radio, you hear him report, "I'm over the location now." Then comes the crisp, heartbreaking words, "No joy." Joy is for those whose faith is the mode, not a cause of salvation. These see that God had Moses attach the saving serpent to the pole before any one of the bitten people believed anything. Those who see faith as the mode of salvation, the way forgiveness is received, not caused, hear Paul say, "God made us alive in Christ Jesus even when we were dead in transgressions." And to be clear what this means, Paul says right after that, "It is by grace you've been saved." Before faith is mentioned, salvation is there by grace. Isn't that what John 3:16 says? "For God so loved the world that He gave His only beloved Son." It doesn't say believers, it doesn't say some, but God so loved the world. Unless you want to be flying for the rest of your life over the vast expanse of sin, death, and the devil, always reporting no joy, because you never see your salvation, because of niggling doubts, because of not being certain enough, because of wondering if you believe enough, repent of making something going on in your heart, faith, a cause of salvation. There's no doubt that Jesus makes the Old Testament serpent a type of Him on the cross, when He says, "Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in Him may have eternal life." Was salvation a done deal in that serpent? Was all the physical health, all the antidote for that poison in the bronze snake or not? If you say, "Well, no, faith had to be added," then you are making faith the cause of being healed. And if that's the case, what do they need the snake for? Just believe they are healed, and voila, they are. If you are clinging to your faith doing something rather than receiving everything, you're putting the emphasis on the wrong words of the text. You are hearing everyone who believes. Whoever believes. Do you do that with other verbs? Everyone who suffers, whoever eats. No, the emphasis is on the everyone and the whoever in the gospel and on the anyone in the Old Testament reading. Anyone who is bitten can look and live. Every single sinner is to believe all of his or her sins were carried away on Jesus. Whoever, no matter their race, gender, income level, seriousness of sin, or guiltiness of conscience, is to believe God put away his wrath against them when Jesus died on that cross. If God did not put away all his wrath against the sins of the world, how could Jesus declare there, "It is finished"? And how could Paul say, while we were still ungodly enemies, not believers in Christ, ungodly enemies, Christ died for us? If Jesus did not remove all of God's wrath on the cross, he wouldn't have raised Jesus from the dead on Easter. And if that resurrection wasn't the Father declaring that he was reconciled to the world, then Paul was wrong in 2 Corinthians 5 when he declared God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And Christ was wrong for sending baptism into all nations and establishing the ministry to preach forgiveness of sins to all nations. The means of grace, baptism, absolution, communion, are sure and worldwide because Jesus paid for the world's sins. Because the Father showed he accepted that payment by raising Jesus from the dead. And because the Holy Spirit sent the church into the whole world to announce this. Faith receives all this. Faith receives the new life in baptism. Faith receives the forgiveness in absolution. And faith receives the forgiveness, life, and salvation that are in the body and blood of Christ in communion. Those who believe faith is the mode of salvation worship differently than those who believe it is a cause. Their divine service is designed to put Jesus before you. His keeping of all the laws and mankind break. His keeping of all the laws that mankind breaks is read into your ears. His being beaten, whipped, ridiculed, and crucified to pay the full debt of the world's sins is painted before your eyes. The satisfied, smiling, appeased face of the Father towards the entire world of sinners is shown you on Easter morning. And in all this forgiveness, all this justification, all this atonement and grace is in the means of grace for the entire world, for everyone, for anyone, for whoever. Joy flows from knowing that your sins were paid for and forgiven 2,000 years ago. Baptism, absolution, and communion can only bring you this today because of that reality. When a pilot is on a search mission, he cannot report what isn't first there. His belief cannot make something present that's not there to begin with. His believing cannot turn no joy into joy. Flying over the seas of your life, report what God tells you is there. Christ crucified for the sins of the world is there in that font. Christ risen to declare the sins of the world forgiven is in this pulpit. And Christ's body and blood is present to nourish sinners at this altar. Your faith doesn't cause any of this to be true. In fact, your faith is caused by these. Faith caused by God through the means by which His grace touches your life gives joy. Tally-ho, reports the pilot as he spots living, forgiven, saved sinners bobbing in the seas of sin, death, and damnation. And a wave of joy sweeps across the people where there was no joy. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.